Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful rising and welcome. So grateful and thankful and elated to be with you this plasma. And it's Universal Principle Hour. So we have an exciting, well, that's a judgment. We have an experience, should you choose to go on this journey with us today, that is going to support you in understanding off of the post state of emergency experience in New York. What are you creating for your present future disclosure event? And it's continuing to evolve. So as we are now being able to share with you today's topic relative to what universal principles are mandatory for us to implement at this time. What universal principles are mandatory for us to implement at this time? So what emergencies, this state of emergency that we have been talking about, speaking about, being, living, why is it now aware of and what's critical for us to embody at this time, what universal principle must we implement, must live, must be at this particular time? So, you know, here at the Universal Power, empowering you with your with the capacity to be able to master the language of the universe, to be able to master the language of the universe and to live these principles, okay? So as we prepare to go to our station break, we want you to make sure you have your filters by which you are now practicing and living and being these universal principles. I have my glasses on, okay? And we want you to get your water, have your pencil and paper or your fountain pen, okay, and your gridded paper to connect in with the cosmos as you take notes. And let's help you to understand why these principles will and do save your life, all right? So as you are, as you've been listening for weeks and practicing, you know, implementing some of what we share, the perspective, new perspectives that we empower you to embody, you can see the difference in your life. And we would like to hear some of the some of your testimonies relative to making subtle changes. Oh, that's a judgment. Making changes in your life. Making changes in your life. And now being able to create new experiences for yourself by relinquishing those programs that no longer serve us. So in this hour, we are going to, I'm going to share my experience from this past weekend in New York at the state of emergency. What am I creating for my present, my future, future present disclosure? What am I creating? I'm going to share some experiences that I encountered and that I co-created and really helped us to really be able to see how now we, it is mandatory that
listening to this broadcast, that you begin to, with intention, purpose, and commitment, live these universal principles, because it is your innate state of consciousness. And the more you, and the ways that you show self-love is to focus your thoughts 100% on yourself, all right? And it may sound selfish, and we'll go into that when we come back, but I want you to set the intention to focus your thoughts 100% of the time on yourself, all right? And as you do that, the self-love continues to evolve, 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 and it will also continue to evolve for others. And so as we prepare to go to hear from our sponsors, we'll be right back to go deeper. We're going to go into our subject. We're going to set the tone for the day for the plasma, let you know what energies are available for you to harness and take root in to support you in your constant and intentional evolution as you master this language. So we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, we are back, and we're discussing what universal principles are mandatory at this time. Okay, so as we prepare to share with you these principles, our format is a little different today. All right, so what we're going to do now is we are going to share with you the frequency and your innate energy and frequency that you have available to support you in your shifting today as you are listening to the Universal Principle Hour. Okay, so these frequencies are ready to support you. As long as you give it permission and allow it to, it will be there for you. It will not discriminate. So we have the yellow self-existing sun. The yellow self-existing sun, Ken 160. I define in order to enlighten, measuring life. I seal the matrix of universal fire with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of intelligence. Yellow self-existing sun. I define in order to enlighten, measuring life. I seal the matrix of universal fire with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of intelligence. One more time. Yellow self-existing sun, I define in order to enlighten, measuring life. I seal the matrix of universal fire with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of intelligence. I am a polar Ken. I convert the yellow galactic spectrum. So that is the energy we have available for us today, is to enlighten, all right, be guided by the power of intelligence, and seal the matrix of the universal fire. So let me remind us, it's a reminder for some, and it might be new to others, that everything you think, everything you say, everything you do matters. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do matters. And so, and it matters, not that it is relative importance, and it matters specifically and significantly in the universe, in the cosmos, because you're always creating. You're always creating, and you're always doing it, whether you know it or not, as a living God. You're always doing it as a living God. And so as we begin to delve into what universal principles are mandatory for us at this time to practice as a recap and sharing my experience from the state of emergency. What are you creating for your future, your present future disclosure event? The event itself was, or is, because it's still happening. It was very expansive, and the people who showed up in the room, who purchased tickets, they were ready to, as we said in the marketing material, they were ready to evolve and not become extinct, okay, and get the knowledge and the information that can empower them to have the fortitude and the guidance and the direction to be able to make different choices and to navigate. This was a key in the presentation, to be able to navigate our emotions, all right, being able to navigate our emotions and know things or have information that is available to us. However, because we are distracted and focusing on things that no longer serve us, we are not aware of it, okay? We are ignorant, as you always hear Dr. Jewel say. We are ignorant of the changes that we must make in order to continue to evolve and to be immortal and not become extinct. So, one universal principle that is of, and I'm going to use say this one first, it's second on my list. However, I'm going to go with this one first. One universal principle that we must master, that we must get a hold of is non-judgment. It's the judgment principle. And so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to share with you in our text, and for those of you that are in that are members of the Universal Principle Support Group, whether you are in New York or you attend Cyber, it's in our manual, and it is on page 44, the non-judgment principle. And what it says is that, how it reads, our society, which puts such a high value on rational thinking, has carefully taught us to evaluate and judge virtually everything we experience. Judging or evaluating anyone or anything inhibits our ability to respond to the essence of the person or thing, which is always perfect. Our judgments also lock in energy. I want to read that again. Our society puts such a high value on rational thinking our society, which puts such a value on rational thinking, has carefully taught us to evaluate and judge virtually everything we experience. Judging or evaluating anyone or anything inhibits our ability to respond to the essence of the person or thing, which is always perfect. Our judgments also lock in energy. So in expanding and evolving this principle of non-judgment, one of the key factors that is very difficult for us to, well, for some, is very difficult or challenging for some to commit to is the fact that we have to evaluate, we have to give our opinion, we always have something to say about something or someone. Always have something to say. And this is not a judgment. So when you realize that the thing or the person that you are evaluating or judging, when you ask yourself,
why do you feel like you have to say something? Why do you feel like you have to evaluate? Where did that come from? Who taught you that? Who taught us that? Like, where did that come from? Have you ever just thought about that? Why is it so important to label on, to describe? What is that all about? What is that all about? So when I think about it, and I say it like this because it ties into our homework that we have. I also instruct the Living and Being Universal Principle course. And a part of our assignment this past HEPTAT was to be the observer, okay, was to be the observer. So that means, what does it mean to observe? It means to look at, to view, to see, right? And being the observer requires you not to say anything. You're just observing. You're doing just that. So when you are asked, okay, well, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? Or, you know, we're always asked our opinion on something, you know, or feedback. And so that has been a part of the continual perpetuation of this judgment, of being in judgment. And I know for me personally, I can say that I have been taking wisdom from the past to be able to make this point so it can support you in your present future. Because you may not do this. You know, I might just be the only one. But I know in the past I was very judgmental of myself, very, very critical of myself. Nobody could judge me more than I was judging myself. And so that led to a perpetual road of low self-esteem, second guessing myself, and I'm using that language because I know you understand that, so we can get you to the point in raising the consciousness and the frequency of the words that you choose to use as you are communicating, all right? And so in that, when I began to go within and ask questions, you know, of the all in all, the God, as I knew God as then, was, okay, so why do I do this? Why do I do that? You know, and I would get answers. I would get answers. And so as I began to became aware of universal principles and universal laws and understanding that there are rules, you know, that are governing this entire universe, and where is my place? Where do I fit as a navigator of those rules and regulations? Do I just submit to them all the time, or do I have a part in creating them? And if I am, as I was taught in the Baptist church, you know, as I am made in the image and likeness of God, then I should have the power to create as well, right? Okay, yeah. But sometimes in the religious facilities, that's known as blasphemy. You know, you can't question God. Well, that's not true. So we're not going to have that discussion right now. However, I want you to consider all of the circumstances that support you in being and showing up how you are now, okay? Because you have the capacity to shift and to change, and you want to be comfortable with change. And this judgment principle, if you can and when you can, so strike if, when you choose to go within and really look at, from an observer perspective, why you do some of the things you do, why you think some of the things you think, and don't judge yourself, you know, don't come up with a reason, don't come up with a conclusion, don't do any of that, refrain from doing any of that. Just as you ask the questions, write it down, look at it, okay, and continue to ask more questions. So when I say ask more questions, meaning ask questions
relative to how does this now serve you and your purpose? Relative to how does this serve you now in your purpose? How does this serve you now in your purpose? Because with judgments, in our judgments, we communicate with we communicate in certain levels and aspects of our heart, and the words that we use to express sometimes are not the truth of what we really want to say. However, because of programs and worrying about what people may think or say, then we don't really say what we mean or mean what we say. So as you ponder that, I want you to, as we prepare to go to a commercial break to hear from my sponsors, I want you to ponder this judgment principle and begin to practice with yourself first. With yourself first, begin to commit to practicing and implementing this non-judgment principle, choosing to be an observer. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. How was your pondering? All right, did you, you didn't judge yourself, did you? And let me say this. When you catch yourself being in judgment or being critical of yourself, having that negative self-talk, when you catch yourself, then, again, don't beat yourself up. Heard it, recognize it, and choose in that moment a different experience. Apologize to yourself for judging yourself and having such harsh communication with yourself, and continue moving. All right, continue moving. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. And so as we, for those of you that are just joining us, we are talking about what universal principles are mandatory at this time for us to master. We are on the few days outside of our event that was held in New York on Saturday, March 30th, and you can still get the replay for the event, the state of emergency. What are you creating for your present future disclosure? And the first principle that we are sharing that you want to, that's mandatory for, not you want, it's mandatory, it's a must for you to master as you are continuing to evolve and listen to the Universal Principle Hour, is non-judgment. And what we said about non-judgment is that our society, which puts such a high value on rational thinking, reinforces our belief that it is important to evaluate and judge virtually everything we experience. Okay? So, for example, when people ask you, how are you? You know, well, what do you think about so-and-so? And, you know, and this can get you into gossiping. Well, what do you think about what she had on? No, don't participate in that. That is not of the best use of your divine mind. No. That is not the best use of your divine mind. Plus, you know what else it does? It sets up an environment. So I'm choosing my words carefully. It sets up an environment where the blood quality now becomes toxic. So you are really creating dis-ease for yourself. And I remember when I was my first marriage,
when me and my husband would come home, and you know, he would be telling me about certain things, you know, him and the brothers did and this type of thing, and I was like, don't let nobody use your mind as no garbage can. Mm-mm. Be careful what you think and what you say to people. No, because it's gonna come back on you. It will come back to you because what you're always creating. So I want you to recall that. I want you to remember that. All right, remember that. Because what happens with judging? Judging or evaluating anyone or anything inhibits our ability to respond to the essence of the person or thing, which is always perfect. Our judgments also lock in energy. So we just talked about that. So that's what happens. Those judgments that distract you from settling on the best part of the person, which is the essence of the person or the thing, it locks in that low vibration frequency. And so it locks it into your blood quality because you're doing it, and hence maybe not that particular day, but years down the line, as you continue in that vein of communication, low vibration frequency communication with words, you have high blood pressure, you have all type of dis-ease. And then you wonder how it is created and how did this happen to you. And it happened to you, and this is another principle that you want to master. It happened to you because you created it. Pardon me. It happened to you because you created it by the words that were coming out of your mouth. As Chris Tucker used to say, do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? So I want you to really, really, this is a expense for us to be easy with ourselves with and committed to. And what makes it most challenging at times, it's because we do it, we've been doing it for so long, it's like going to sleep and waking up. It's so natural. It's like drinking water. Well, drinking water, for some people don't like to drink water. Okay, so it's like going to work, all right? It becomes so easy and so natural for us to do. And we do it without even thinking about it. And that can be a situation that you create for yourself that you might want to reconsider changing, all right, changing that environment for yourself. All right, so what else? As we had this weekend, I know for me personally, I do have something else to share about that particular experience relative to the event, because at the event, I had to go into detail, and leaving the event, it caused me to miss certain portions of it. But did I really miss anything? No, because the state of emergency, the frequency of that question and that being and that way of being and that thought process was prevalent throughout the entire state of New York. Okay, so as I had to go out and make a run and handle, you know, this detail, then in my environment, guess what I was doing? I was experiencing a state of emergency. What am I creating for my present future? So I was at Staples, right? Had to go to Staples to get some copies made. And before I went, one of our team members, one of our bees, because we all work together, so we know it's a beehive, working in Second Circuit. One of the bees had communicated to me that this particular Staples is really, really slow, right? So, you know, I heard it, and I was like, cancel, that's not going to be my experience. That's not going to be my experience. You know, and I'm taking the facts because she communicated, she lives there, she's been there, and this is the one she goes to. So, of course, you know, I'm taking into consideration what she's communicating. And at the same time, I am like, okay, nope, that doesn't have to be my reality. And so that's the state of mind that I communicated to myself as, you know, we were on our way. And so the store was it was hardly many people in the store. So I was like, okay, cool. So went over, went to the counter, and got some guidance and direction on what I needed to do. We get some assistance with making some double-sided copies. And so went over to the printer, and they had five copiers, right? They had five copiers. How about only one was working? It seemed like, okay, so let me give you the context of it. We had five copiers, and one person was working on one of the two, actually, that was working. It seemed like they took turns. The copiers were communicating with each other, and they were taking turns working because only one would be working at a time. Really? I was like, okay, all right, okay. So, of course, I said, okay, all right. So I am, as I was stating before we went to the break, you know, the assignment for our Living and Being Universal Principle course was to be an observer, right, and practicing non-judgment. So I see what's happening, and I'm like, okay, all right. Interesting. So I go to the copier once the lady finished. So I go to the copier, put in what the assistant at Staples was helping me. So she told me how we needed to do it. And so I put it in, put the paper in, put my drive in, got it all set up, you know, with the file that I needed to print. We're going to be doing double-sided. So she was like, no, do one side first, and then we'll put it in and do the other. Okay, so that's what we did. And so as we completed the first aspect of the job, the printer stopped. Like, really? And mind you, I could only copy like 15 at a time. And the intent was to get 100 copies double-sided. All right? So at this point, I'm like, okay. So I'm loving on the inanimate object, the copier, because I'm understanding, knowing universal principles, that it's everything is energy. Everything is energy. So I'm seeing that, you know, one wants to work when the other one is not working, and then the other four, they just chill it. Like, no, we ain't doing nothing today. Mm-mm. And then so the store starts to get crowded, you know, people are. And they need to print, and so she's having to tell, you know, everybody only one is working, and I have an order that is taking a long time, right, because the printer wants to stop working. So then we moved to another printer. Another one decided to work, so we moved to that printer. And so this cycle was happening over and over and over again. So now 2 hours have passed. 2 hours have passed. So what do you think my communication is with myself? My communication with myself is, really? Because at one point, I'm telling you, I just almost lost it. I was like, okay, really? So then I had to remember. So see, that's what I'm talking about. Being perfect and living these principles, yes, we are perfect in living these principles. We are perfect in practicing these principles because when you are aware, it's instantaneous where you can get in alignment. When you get out of alignment with the principle, you can get right back in alignment with the principle because of what? Free will. Because of free will and because it's always a choice. We always have choice. There are no victims. So, no, I wasn't a victim of the five copiers that didn't want to work. I was not a victim, okay? I was holding the energy of that thought that, oh, it's going to take forever, okay? So I cleared it and went on, and true enough, the second hour was like, okay. Now, this is, and I actually said it to myself. I didn't say it out loud. I said, this is ridiculous. This is really ridiculous. So I was in judgment. And so when I acknowledged that I was in this judgment of this being ridiculous, Because the fact of the matter is, the copiers, they needed to be serviced, and they needed some attention. So I just started loving on all the copiers. I went and touched them, and I just sent them love and light, because, again, everything is energy. So nevertheless, we finally got the job accomplished, okay? We finally got the job accomplished. And in so doing, I had another interesting experience now working with the teller or the assistant who was going to now have to cut. So now let me see. I want you to really understand why it's important for us to understand the communication, the thoughts that we think, the words that we speak, that we say to ourselves is power. Everything is a frequency. So it is incumbent upon us to really think before we open our mouth, because we're always creating. Okay, we're always creating. So then, as I was holding on to this being ridiculous and feeling some frustration, because I knew I needed to get back to the event and I wanted to make sure I got back in time. So then that was that energy of not being present. I wasn't being present with what I was doing right then and there. I was not being present. So while we are either most of the times living in the past, worrying about and judging, because judgment comes from the past. When you're in judgment, you're living in the past. So as I was in judgment and worried about not being there or being late and missing my part that these flyers had to play in the whole scheme of the big event and it being a success, it was like, ooh, the stress was coming down on me. And so then what did I do? I recalled my principles and began to breathe. So this is, you know, this, and we, and y'all probably say, well, they talk like he's living these universal principles. It is. It's the personality that makes it hard. It really is. As a living God, it really is, because it's our innate state of being. But as the personality and, you know, the one word about everything, that's the personality. That's when it becomes more challenging. So I'm going to finish it. I'm going to get to a close so you can point. When we come back from this commercial break, just remember us in the past. All right, so we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so we are back and we are discussing what universal principles are mandatory for us at this time to practice, embody, and live. And so I'm sharing with you experiences that I had from our event in New York, the state of emergency. Are you creating for your present future? So my Staples experience, as we deal with the principle of non-judgment, all right, so I went in, armored up, okay, with confidence and knowing that, you know, what was described to me earlier, you know, as far as the history of this particular store was not going to be my experience. I did not have to experience that because I didn't choose to. However, I created a different experience because after getting there and being there for 2 hours, then I began to experience frustration. I got into judgment with being impatient and allowing myself to go in the future with worrying about not being able to make it back to the event with flyers and what was needed. And so in so doing, guess what I created? Because there are no victims. That's a real principle you want to embrace, okay? There are no victims. That's not in this principle. The principle is to take responsibility for what you create. What you focus on expands. So what I created was now the staple worker who is now going to be cutting the flyers as she was running it through the machine that cuts the flyers. Guess what happened? The machine, when it started over, cut off some words of the flyer. Really? And so guess what happened? She had to print everything over again. And you know how long that was? That was another hour. So at that point, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I need mutual support at this particular point. Because I was like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And she was so sweet. I didn't say that to her, but that's what I was saying to myself. This is ridiculous. Oh, my God, I'm going to be late. And in that moment, you know, I was just like, okay, Felicia, don't create nothing else. Keep your mouth shut. Don't think nothing else. Just go back to being an observer. Just go back to being an observer and just be an observer. And this is the conversation that I'm having with myself. And it's another, you know, we have another team player with me. So she's, you know, she's sitting over there on her phone and she's like, okay, well, what's happening now? So, you know, I'm sharing with her what's going on. And she's like, oh, okay. So she's sitting there so patiently. And so the point of all this is that you're listening every week to the Universal Principle Hour, these principles and the perspectives that we are supporting you in being able to reclaim, to recall, to remember your natural state of being as a living God. These principles support you to change your life so that you can create in the present moment a different future for yourself while in this present moment. You are not the victim of the outcomes and the experiences that you have. We create them. And so, refreshingly, you can know that, and I want to share this experience with you, it's of my intent that this will really bring it home for you relative to communication. So as you heard me talk about the thoughts, nonverbal communication, okay, that I was having in my head, processing this experience because I was living in the future, worried about the future, and I'm in the present, right? So as I was having those thoughts, I want to share with you an experience we have with a client, a medical client, a patient. And just this morning, and this bears witness to what we're sharing with you, why these principles, should you choose to embody and practice them at every moment, practice them. When you remember them, practice them. Set the intention to practice them. They will save your life. They do save your life. They save Dr. Jewel Pookrum's life. That's why we are here having this conversation, all right? And so this morning, had a conversation with the patient, and again, this is all around communication, that for 62 years of her life, she's been having feelings of lack, self-doubt, worry, so whereas now her skin is keloiding up. So she's been in, what's it called? She's been in resistance to herself, you know, and has some childhood traumas. We all have. And why is that important? Since we all have had childhood traumas, why is that important? It's important because the things that you say to yourself, the words to continually repeat over and over to yourself, I'm ugly, I'm too black, I'm not good enough, he chose her over me, what is wrong with me? Whether you're saying it out loud or not, the mere thought is releasing toxins into your blood, creating dis-ease that will show up, because it shows up first on the emotional body. And you can't see your emotional body. It shows up on the emotional body before it manifests on the physical body as an illness. So for 62 years, and she's committed, and she's 73 now, she has committed to wanting to live. She's made a commitment to want to live. And over the past 62 years, with these thoughts, these experiences, she has created some uncomfortable experiences in her body, you know, that are known as dis-ease. And in her commitment to now want to live and have a different communication with herself and different experience with herself, the first thing she had to do, and that she did acknowledge this morning, that she accepts responsibility for what she's created. Because of course she was blaming everybody else and everything else. She was blaming everybody and everything else about how they treat her. And what we discovered and what she had an epiphany with this morning is that the people that she accused of treating her a certain way was only reflecting back to her the truth of what she was already thinking about herself. So it wasn't them. It wasn't their fault that she was having these experiences with them. She was creating the experiences, and they showed up to play out what she created in her mind. And the thoughts that she was running over and over and over and over in her mind. So they simply did what? This is the second principle that we want you to mandatorily start practicing, right, in your life. It's the mirror principle. The people, the thoughts that she was having and the experience that she was having with herself, people simply showed up to reflect to her exactly what she was focusing on 100% of the time. Now I want you to think about that as it relates to yourself and how you accuse people and blame people for things that, if you were honest and when, and I encourage you to be honest with yourself in love, when you are honest with yourself, you can see and you ask for absolute truth. That's what you want to ask for, absolute truth. You want to ask for absolute truth. That's the third time I said it. Okay, I'm going to say it again one more time. For absolute truth, so that you can begin to reclaim your power. Take back your power. Take back your power. So these thoughts that our client was having over the years, the people simply showed up to reflect back to her what she created. Now you see how powerful that is. Now just think, when we choose to willingly create and have different thoughts, the things that you want to actualize in your life, manifest in your life, just think about, if you think about that, and you focus 100% on that, on you and what you choose for yourself, if you can create illness, then you definitely can create bliss and enlightenment and joy and peace and heaven on earth. I know so. Yes, I know so. So this mirror principle states that more succinctly, we are always having a relationship with ourselves, regardless of who else or what else is present. No one or no thing is really separate from us. Those cockatoos, for me, that's why I had to give them some love. And it began to work. It began to work. So again, no one, no thing is really separate from us. Inspiration is actual distortion and projection of unwillingness to love the wholeness of ourselves. just the way we are. Just the way we are. So as it's getting close for us to bring this to a pause for this hour, because we're not stopping. This is always evolving. And that's why we invite you to join us on Sundays, you know, in Cyberland for the Universal Principle Support Group, all right, where we go over these principles and share experiences from the assignments that we had through the week as we lead these principles and reclaiming natural state identity, all right? It's not religious. It's not religious. This is your way of being. And so it's now time for you to reclaim and be the living God that you came here to be, all right? So with this state of emergency, it's imperative that this mirror principle, this unjudgment principle becomes like water to you. And yes, you should be drinking half your body weight in ounces in water, all right? And so as you embody these principles, it is the fluid of life. It is the flow. So what was today? Okay, we are defining in order to enlighten, measuring life, sealing the matrix of universal fire with the self-existing tone of form, guided by the power of intelligence, guided by the power of intelligence. And all of you that are listening, your soul, the God of you, is employing you and guiding you to reclaim your divinity. To reclaim your divinity and to live and be these principles. So on Sundays at 4:30, Universal Principle Support Hour, Support Group, Cyber, if you got this email to be on this particular broadcast, then we know we can trust that you're receiving the email. So if you're just tuning in, then go to www.juis.education. and get on our list so you can receive the updates and be a guest for the Universal Principle Hour. If you're in New York, you can attend in person at the live group in Mount Vernon, 1111 Prospect Avenue, with Dr. Heather Pierman, who is our host for the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on Tuesdays. So in summary, as we think about the thoughts that we think, and as I opened up with having you to consider and not consider, but to know that when you think about yourself, when you think on yourself all the time, 100% of the time, does that mean you're not going to have room to think about anybody else? No, because what did we just discover with the mirror principles? That they are another you. So when you think about you, you are thinking about others, because the way you treat yourself is how you're going to treat others. And if, like with Mr. Nipsey Russell, you know, who was just slain, assassinated, the person who did this to him did not know who he is. Why would you kill another you? Why would you kill another you? And I'm just asking the question. It's not a judgment. That's proof. He didn't know who he, that's a fact. He didn't know who he was. Because he took up arms to kill another living God. That's a reflection of him. So in this state of emergency, you know, we are dealing with the emergency of relinquishing judgment and now choosing to embody the principle of non-judgment. We are practicing and always being in alignment with the mirror principle, starting with self first, starting with ourselves first. So when you look in the mirror and you begin to re-engage your capacity to love yourself by focusing 100% of your thoughts on yourself, when you go out into the matrix, then yes, you will know how to deal with everybody you encounter. You would know how to deal with everybody you encounter. And so you say, well, and I hear you, well, what if somebody is, you know, wanting to be confrontational or, you know, I'm offended. All right. So then who is the you that is offended? And in truth, are you really offended? And what did you do to create that offense? Because, again, you want to always ask when I can hear you now. You're just like, this girl is crazy. I know you just said that. I know, but it's okay. I know. So, because I know when you say she want me to look at how I create being offended, yes. Yes, and that's another principle we're going to get into. So, yes, I'm going to leave that one with you, because the ones that you find you have the most resistance to are the ones you really want to focus on first and foremost. The ones you find you have the most resistance to are the ones you want to focus on first and foremost. So, two other principles that you definitely want to that we are requiring, that is mandatory that you master at this time and begin to practice, live, be, eat, sleep these principles, is non-judgment and the mirror principle. All right. And if you want information on the non-judgment or mirror principle, you can email us at upsg@juis.education. upsg@juis.education. And come enroll into the Juul University of Immortal Sciences to learn all about yourself and reclaim your body's owner's manual. All right. Reclaim your body's owner's manual. And so, as we begin to wrap up these principles with understanding the state of emergency that we are in, what am I creating and what are you creating, what are we creating for our present future, this capacity to be in a captive state. You know the movie is out, Captive State. I encourage everyone to go out and see Captive State so you can see where you personally are participating and allowing yourself to be in a captive state. All right? So when we allow ourselves to participate in, to be judgmental, you know, to blame others, to continually degrade and gossip about others and, you know, be all in our emotions all the time and allow our emotions to constantly be the driving force and being in first circuit, it really doesn't support us. It keeps us, it makes us food for the extraterrestrials. So everybody go see Captive State. So that last statement that I made, you'll see why I said it. Go see Captive State and watch Above Majestic. And so as we get ready to close, we'll see you next week. Join us on Sunday live in New York or online. www.upsg.com.
You've been listening to the Universal
www.juis.education.
Juul Network Science Broadcast.
We love you.
Join Dr. Juul and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Juul Network, hosted by the JuulNetwork.com and the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, upsg@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Juuls. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Juuls, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.